Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, everybody. So...
wait, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
We're recording. Yeah. How does that feel? So, you know, right now a sound's going to happen. And we just wanted to play a game with you guys and see if, like, how long does this take you to know exactly what it is? This is ASMR / unsolicited advice. Go. Everyone's like, and unsubscribe. That's so funny because I feel like people eating, if you ask people what their pet peeves are, I've noticed this on Hinge, which dang it, I still want to do a Hinge episode. Ashley, stop holding me back. But I'm just going to keep talking while she's chewing. So I have the last and first and only say. So on Hinge, there's a question that says, what's your pet peeve? And without fail, like one out of five, it's always like chewing with your mouth open, chewing food loudly, like stuff like that. And so I feel like a lot of people, we probably just offended with that very aggressive chewing.
But then ASMR videos are very trendy. So are we pissing them off or are we just making their day that much better?
Guilty pleasure.
For your information, it was an Envy apple from Trader Joe's and they're my new obsession. They're like a hybrid.
What if someone was like, oh, Envy. That's the Envy.
I know you're out there and I know you wanted to know, so you're welcome. It's like a hybrid between a Honeycrisp and something else. They have the best crunch to them and I can't get over them, as I'm sure you heard. Top quality crunch. So
there's that for
all
you.
That to say,
welcome to Unsolicited
We're now
Advice.
ASMR podcast. Subscribe, share, like,
plug your ears.
Review. Plug your ears. Guys, welcome back.
Hi.
To the podcast. How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm good too. I'm great after that apple. I feel refreshed. I feel energized. Did you know that apples are the equivalent of like a cup of coffee?
I've heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
An apple a day keeps
apple
the
day.
Doctor away.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that is like real.
I'm sure it's fake. I'm sure some mom somewhere was trying to get her kid to eat healthy and was like, you don't want to go to the doctor?
Oh my gosh.
Here's an apple.
This is a great topic.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what
happened. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. What were things you were told as a child that scared you away from doing a non-preferred thing that your parents asked you not to do? Mine was I would make a bratty face, and my mom used to tell me that my face was going to get stuck like that.
Yeah.
And I looked in the mirror and was like, oh my God, I don't want to look like this. Yeah.
I needed that example because my brain went blank when you asked me that. My mom would always, my parents, my dad, I think mostly my dad, but both of them would say the same thing because I would make ugly faces all the time. Also, I used to walk around and pretend like I was pregnant when I was like
what?
Eighth grade. I'd be like, I'd try to like scare my parents and be like, I'm pregnant. And they'd be like, Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting here like sticking my stomach out really big. And my dad was like, you know, one day that's not going to go away. And I was like, what?
Second
hand. He's probably just so annoyed of me thinking I'm scaring him with the pregnancy scare.
Oh my gosh.
He was like, I'm going to end this right now.
The earliest case of baby fever.
Yeah. 8 years old.
Yeah. Ooh, I have so another good one. This is scarring. Okay, so one time I was... My grandpa's from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. My papa.
Papa.
You know what was funny? I was in the car the other day with a friend. Oh, it was Alicia. And I had it on speaker. And he answers and he's like, hi, baby girl.
Aww.
And I forget how much of like a hick he is, you know, until I'm with other people and they're like, he is so cute. Like my nickname is Pumpkin. So he always calls and says, hi, Pumpkin.
Aww.
And he's yellow. Like that's how he answers the phone. But anyways, we were driving to Arkansas and I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. I was literally like in fourth grade. I was small.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to go pee. And he kept saying no. And so finally I started like throwing a fit and crying. And he said, you know, where do you think your pee comes out when you're crying if you have to go pee? And I was like, what? And he said, you better stop them tears. And oh, so shoot. Then in my mind, I was like, I'm crying pee all over my face. So I just cried harder, but like blocking all the tears from
trying
like touching
to keep
me.
It from like your mouth
like
and
flipping
stuff.
Up, yeah. Being like, yeah, that's so gross. Get away.
Isn't that horrible? Oh my God. That's honestly, I think that's hilarious. And I think it's brilliant on his part. And I love his accent because my whole dad's side of the family is from Illinois and they all talk just like that.
Oh, I love it.
All of them.
So cute.
It's so great. It's like weirdly comforting.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like a toy. I've been to Arkansas once. It's funny, like you go different places, even in the U.S., and you're like, I'm in a different country. Like
the states are huge.
Yes.
So go like move a couple states over, and everything's very different
worlds. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're going from L.A. to Illinois, for example. Mm-hmm. I just remember my Aunt Jana. This is my dad's sister. I was telling her a story once and she was like, honey, slow down. I didn't even realize, but I was like, oh, shoot. I'm talking
fast. We talk so much faster.
But
yeah.
Also, I think they talk too slow.
Yeah, I will say one of my best friends, Nicole, she lives in
Tennessee.
Kentucky.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I'm sure I remember.
And when I went to go visit her, and she married someone from California.
Uh-huh.
And so when I went to go visit her, me and him just were sitting. And it was funny. She was getting her hair done and me and him were like talking about like how it's very like slow and drawn out. And they kind of like circle talk. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like they kind of like hit the same point a few times, different ways. And as Californians are like, tell me what you need to say in 20 seconds. I don't want to repeat this. Like,
yeah, I didn't even realize I had that problem until, which I mean, I've grown up visiting family members in Illinois, so I'm used to it. But I think once I hit high school-ish, like that age, I would find myself getting antsy.
Yeah.
Like, just say it.
What's the point?
I didn't need to say it.
Tell me now.
Like, I would just be, you know, and I didn't realize, like, I need to calm down.
Yeah.
I need to relax. Because that, I didn't even realize that was a thing that was, like, bottling up inside of me until I was like,
no, I know.
What's the point of the story? You know,
so
it's
all
so
this
interesting.
To say, you don't need to go to another country. Just go, just do a different state, you know? They think different. Like, my grandpa gave me a horse. When I was a little girl.
That's every little girl's
and
dream.
And said,
I would have
killed
for that.
Every young girl needs a horse.
I love him.
I named her Cookie, and I sat on her like a princess, even though he told me not to. She sneezed, I fell off, and I said, I don't want her.
It was a short-lived relationship.
It was
relationship.
A very short-lived,
oh my
short-lived
God.
Thing.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, I want to... That made my day.
What was that again?
I genuinely wanted a horse growing up. And never got one. So I'm glad one of us got to live out that dream.
Yeah. You should see me ride a horse still to this day, though. You would not be able to tell I had one.
Yeah.
They're like big beasts. Like, not in a scary way, but
like
when you're
Taryn,
on it.
Horses are big.
When you're on it, you're just like, you could like kill me right
now.
Well,
I think the thing is, especially growing up, through childhood, you pick, you know, you're told horses are these sweet kind, and you see them in movies, and they look so gentle, and everyone's always riding one, so it must be easy. But you get up close and personal with one, and you're just like, oh my God,
yeah,
you're massive. I had one of my ex boyfriends had horses in his family. They had like six, I think, and I remember I'd go out and like help him feed them, And every time I would be shocked at how hesitant I was to put my hand near it.
You get like jumpy kind of.
Yeah. Especially, well, I mean, it's different when you're meeting a stranger horse. Yeah. Like you're a stranger to them. So you definitely want to be careful. But I remember my first time going over there and I was just trying to give him food, which means he's probably going to be chill. You know, he just wants the food. But I remember being like my hand shaking as I'm like, and then my ex was like, just give it to him. And I was like, I don't know. I can't. I'm scared because it's so big.
Yeah.
They're massive. But why are we talking about horses?
I don't know, but I'm feeling this flow. Yeah, I like this when we flow like this. Actually, this reminded me of an embarrassing story of mine.
Yes, please.
You're welcome, everyone.
Let's sit back and relax. Someone grab popcorn.
If, you know, your horse is going nuts, like, I don't know the exact way to say this, but they usually say, like, you're supposed to just, like, let go. Like, let yourself get flung off, which I learned this the hard way once on an actual horse because I started falling off, and instead of letting go, I hung on, literally, my feet wrapped and my hands wrapped around his neck, and it kicked me in my hoo-ha, and it was... I literally started crying and told my mom, I don't think I can have babies. It was a bad experience. The second time I learned this the hard way was riding a mechanical bull, which I've only ridden once, and I never will again because same thing.
I've only ridden one once.
Was it traumatic?
I just was like, well, this is not fun.
Yeah, no. I'm way too competitive for that crap. And also,
you are.
You're supposed to let yourself fling off. Well, I was not going to let go of this, so I held on too tight. And when I fell off, instead of getting flung, I like flipped and fell under.
No.
So the base of it was this like metal square.
Yeah.
And it hit me in my spine in this like one spot that
it's supposed to have like padding over it.
Well, this was not. Well, I think they're thinking like you're not going to fall under it. But I did, of course, because it's me. Oh. And so it hit me in this part of my back that it literally made me go like freaking paralyzed. So we're in the middle. Let me just describe the scene. The middle of an open mic night. So tons of people.
Right.
And it's this blow up bull thing in the middle. I'm laying flat, like face down.
I can't.
Face down. I have a video somewhere. I'll try to find it.
Oh my God. Proof it, please.
Face down. And I can't move. Right. So the guy's like, hello. Like everyone's making fun of me. Like, get up, get up. And I was like, I'm dead. This is how I die. I'm paralyzed. I could not move. They had to deflate the entire thing. And people had to carry me off. It was horrible. It was so embarrassing.
How have I never heard this story before?
I don't know. It was horrible. I'm going to try to find the video.
It?
Yeah, it was.
They had
it was
deflated.
Horrible. I was so
Taryn,
embarrassed.
I would have been so embarrassed,
I was
too.
So embarrassed.
If I was there, I would have run in for you. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, my
what are
God.
We? What are we doing? Are we here?
Are
I'm
we
just
here?
Talking to you.
What,
are I
we
don't know what's happening.
What is going on
I
today?
Know.
I have a funny story for you.
Yay.
To start off the episode, I thought we'd change it up, you know, start something off a little funny. Someone sent in a short embarrassing moment.
Ooh, okay.
So I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Let's do it.
Cool. This one says anonymous, please. So
you know it's a good one.
You're anonymous. And she titled it for us.
Okay.
And she did a very great title. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fart and couldn't dart.
Wow, I love it.
Clever. Well
you
done.
Chose this one? Well, I guess this isn't technically a potty thing.
This isn't potty. This is funny.
You still don't.
There's a difference.
You still.
There's a difference.
To this day claim that you don't.
There's a difference.
And now.
Why are we talking about it? I'm sorry. I'm sure that just like spiked and now your guy's mad. You guys are mad because I yelled.
I know someone said one time,
hurt.
Can you stop yelling and then getting quiet? And I was just picturing they're probably in
the
car
like me.
Like, oh, I can't hear her. So they turn it up and then my loud, I come on and I'm like, rah, 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 and they're like, okay, now
but
I'm done.
I'm also like, when I'm talking, I'm like looking at Taryn. I'm looking at the camera. I'm looking at my paper. So I feel like I'm constantly getting away from the microphone.
I feel you.
So I feel like that was directed towards me specifically.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, sorry that I just yelled. Anyways, moving on to the funny fart and couldn't dart story.
Okay.
Here we go. This is embarrassing, but what the heck? Let's have a laugh. So I was on a date and getting to know this guy who had the most chill vibes ever. Love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I have pretty chill vibes. So when I meet other chill vibe people, we just, you know.
Do I
chill.
Have chill vibes?
You have chill vibes. I feel like you're more of like a more... busier chill? I don't know. I feel like I'm the chillest. Like if there's chill, like I'm chill.
Yeah.
How many times can I say chill?
You are chill. I can chill.
Yeah, there we go. Taryn knows how to chill. She knows how to meet me at my chill level.
Yeah.
I invented chill.
Yeah, girl.
Essentially.
I'll support you to the death.
Everyone listening right is hand. Like, oh my God.
You my okay. boo thing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
A lot of throat clearing. Go ahead.
Okay, most chill vibes ever if we get the point. Okay. He took me out to eat and have coffee afterwards. Fun time. Sounds like a good date, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So I'm lactose intolerant. Let's just say that coffee was a bad idea. We were driving back home and my stomach started to rumble. We were on the freeway, so we couldn't pull over. I couldn't hold it anymore. And I farted. Silence, but oh so deadly.
Those are the worst.
So I tried to play it off saying it was warm and I needed some fresh air. He looked at me and started smiling, not being able to hold his laugh. I asked him what was wrong and he said, if you needed to fart, you could have at least warned me. I love how he just like went straight in for it. I turned so red and was so horrified. I just wanted to get out of the car. Once I got home, I said my goodbyes, so embarrassed. He sends me a text when he gets home and says, well, they say when you fart in front of someone, that means you're comfortable. The funny part is 5 years later, we are engaged and he will never let me forget our first date.
Oh my God. P.S. I know.
Taryn's emotional. P.S. I love your guys' podcast. It's so amazing and has the best vibes.
Girl.
That's a great story.
I love that story.
That wonderful? Like, I read it and I was like, that is all around. That has me laughing. That has me emotional at the end because they got engaged and it like is a full beautiful love story. We love. And so I was like, we have to say that.
I adore that story.
Yeah, it was like too short for like a full story, but then I was like, I can't pass on this. I have to say it.
I love that.
Yeah, so thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you so much.
Why you put Anonymous, but also that was the best ending. You don't need to be embarrassed. I think that's the best
honestly,
ending ever.
I guarantee her fiance does not. He tells everyone.
I'm sure.
So
I'm
she's
so
probably
sure.
just like, I just want some people to like, not know who
I
am. I
would like everyone to laugh, but also not know who I am.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for sending that in. That made my day.
It made my day, too. Mm-hmm. The other day, someone came up to me and was like, I love your podcast, and I'm learning so much about you, and like laughed, and I was like, ah.
Wait, didn't someone recognize you?
Yeah, that was a while ago in Starbucks.
Did you say that on the podcast?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, shoot.
That was literally like 7 episodes ago.
Oh, my God.
Well, back when we were noobs.
When did you tell me that? I feel like I just learned about this.
A long time ago.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm a friend. I swear. We're friends. We talk. We are friends. We're friends. Sometimes. I just want to clarify.
Sometimes. I'm just kidding. I love you.
My heart.
I'll do anything for you. But like it was like a family friend and they were like, I love your podcast and I'm learning so much about you and laughed. And then I was thinking about, because I don't have a filter.
No, you don't.
Like I'm, well.
In the best way. I didn't mean it. That's not
in
negative.
A, like, I'm very, like, I'm not inappropriate. Right. But I definitely say the things that people probably all think, mm-hmm. but are too embarrassed to say.
Yes. I would agree with that.
So there's sometimes, like, we'll leave recording, and I'll look at Ashley, and I'll be like, did I literally just tell that story about farting in my ex's ear? And she's like, yes, you did. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's out there. It's floating
the world
around.
Knows now.
Yes. But yeah. I don't even know. Where are we? Can we take a break? Because I need to like center myself.
Sure. Yeah, we can take a break.
Well, we're recording two today because you're going out of town.
Yes.
So I think that's why I'm a little. We just recorded an episode, and now I'm extra like, what are we? Didn't we? What?
Yeah. We're a little frazzled today. I'm leaving for Estonia.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Which means you guys are probably listening to this.
A lot. You're somewhere.
In the future.
She's gone and back.
The future. It's like Back to the Future. I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
What? I don't know.
What did you? Did you speak English right now?
I don't know.
All I heard was.
I was thinking of Doc and then like no words came out of my mouth.
Dog?
Doc from Back to the Future.
Oh.
Anybody out there?
That was your Doc impression?
I was thinking of him and I was going to say something like him and literally just gibberish came out. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. Oh, no. Damn it.
Shoot. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm so sorry, everybody. Me and Ashley have this thing. When we get like super tired, we'll just start laughing about nothing. But the laugh turns into like a straight sob. So if you see a video of this, you'll understand. If not, you probably are like, what? Is my phone cutting out?
Oh my God. What's happening? When I start laughing really hard, eventually I hit this like wall where I like break through and I can't come back.
Yeah.
And it takes me a good like
That was
second.
A good recovery though. Ooh, yeah. I'm proud of us.
I've never come back in that short amount of time. I was really concerned because like the camera's on.
It's
and
literally
the
only
and Mark's
time
staring
I get
at us. Like, what the hell, guys? Pull it together.
It's the only time I get an ab workout.
I remember so if, this is just like a random backstory tangent, but what me and Taryn met at church and we both play on the worship team together.
Yes.
And this is like way back in the day. So this is a while ago, but I remember like going out with your family almost every Sunday for lunch. And at some point someone said something funny and I remember laughing like that for the first time in front of them and realizing what was happening. And I was like, oh shoot.
And you can't stop.
My God, it's happening. And then I just start breaking. My face gets super red because I'm like the most pale person on the planet. And I just start like getting beet red and just crying. And I remember your mom just being like, is she okay?
Yeah. But my mom's the same one. She cracks that laugh. It's that everybody knows. It's that specific laugh where like, you're laughing and then you feel like your whole body feels it. Like you cross over into like hysterically.
It's a hysteric laugh. That's exactly what it is. And it's so funny because her mom now will just be like, oh, there she goes.
There she goes. Yeah. But anyways, let's take a break.
Yeah.
We need a second to pull ourselves together.
We're
going to
take a break.
Are you going?
Are you going first? Am I going first? What's happening here?
I'm going first.
You're going first. Okay.
I just decided.
Do you want to tease us with a little title or something?
This is just, it's about a fun school prank. So it's like a funny story.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we'll be back in a second.
And
hopefully more together. Probably not.
I'm going to take some deep yoga breaths. Some Zen breaths.
Stop talking. Okay, break.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, well, Ashley's eating an apple again, so I guess I'm going to talk.
It was a break.
It was a break.
I just cleared my throat. Oh.
Oh, Ross. Friends.
I was going to say make a friends joke, but then you started talking. Okay.
Well, I cleared my throat.
It's not as funny now. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry, I'm trying to find my story because I am.
Oh, so you're not ready.
Extra prepared.
What were you doing?
During
the break.
I was wiping the tears
from my face. I'm still
trying
to come off that laugh. That was funny.
That was really funny. Oh my gosh, where is it? Oh, okay. Okay. So,
should I just start talking about my morning this morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you want to tell me about your morning?
No, I was going to fill the time while you tried to figure it out over there.
No fillers. I don't need no fillers. Oh, I'm in a weird one. Okay. So this is from Unonymous.
Unonymous. Oh my God. That is a t-shirt waiting to happen. Unonymous.
Okay.
That is fantastic.
That
should we unanimous. Have?
Unanimous.
It's unanimous, but Unonymous is way more fun. And someone needs to make an edit. I'm going to throw that out there.
Why am
and
I always
the one? You know what? You know what? You can't fight it. If you're the one who keeps doing these things, we're going to make t-shirts out of it.
I'm glad that like... I mean, actually, no, that's not true because I do just as much embarrassing stuff now as when I was younger. But if I was younger and people had the ability to make edits of me and my stupidity, God. It would have been bad.
It would be. It's a good thing it wasn't around when I was in high school because I was already down.
Can we please, can we please post like
high school pictures?
Like your boy face.
Damn it.
Yes.
Fine.
We're doing it. We're doing it. Ashley, fine. So I mean, you know, I was always cute. Not really. I'll post one of me too. But I don't think that I went through like a terribly awkward phase. Like all of my growing up, and my mom has one of those photo frames that's mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old. So like I'll post that too because I'm cute. But I always look
must be nice.
Like me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a phase where I was like, what are you wearing? Like, that's a little awkward. My face was like a little meatball for a while. But I never went through like a crazy one. Ashley's glow up is like everyone just needs to like stop and applaud. Because applaud? Applause. Whatever. Applaud. It's amazing.
There was a hot second there when I looked like a boy. And it didn't help that I was in drumline and played drums in school and church and youth group.
Oh, my God.
And didn't know how to dress myself and didn't know how to do makeup or brush my hair for that
matter.
The
eyeliner was a mood.
It was an eyeliner. It was a smoky eye.
That smoky eye was a mood.
Oh my God, it was so bad. It's a good laugh, and I love showing my friends because they always are just like, oh honey.
The first time you showed me, I was like, is that you? I was like, no. You guys have a great, you and your sister, your old pictures are the best things ever.
The thing was like, it's funny because like looking back, I didn't even know. Like I just
like
thought
anything was different.
I didn't know until looking back. I had a couple moments where I was just like, what?
See, I wonder what? That about this generation because I see like the way high schoolers dress now and they're freaking way cuter than I am.
Okay. Well, I already know what the difference is and maybe I'm biased, but I didn't have tutorial videos
That's
to grow
true.
Up to.
And social media to like look at what people were wearing.
Yeah. Like I saw models in magazines, not every day on my Instagram feed. Yeah. Where I could follow them. And they didn't tag where they shopped. They didn't tag or like show us the workouts they did or how to do a perfect smoky eye. You know, we were over here just like guessing at how to do it unless like a friend showed us or a mom showed us or something like that. But my mom never was really into beauty stuff.
Yeah.
She also did drums in high school.
Were you allowed to wear makeup?
I was allowed to wear makeup, but my mom did give me a lot of hate for the amount of eyeliner that I put on.
I wasn't like an eyeliner. I was like straight 80s. I was obsessed with like teal on the top and like purple underneath. And I always had these like extravagant earrings. And like, but then like there'd be days where I'm wearing like a black sweatshirt that has stars on the elbows. Gross. And classy. Like a puka shell necklace.
Puka shells.
And then there's like another time where I'm wearing cargo like past the knee baggy army print
shorts.
That's when I was in my like because I hip hop danced.
You should have prefaced with the hip hop dance.
But I would have like that on and then like a pink t-shirt that had like Disney princesses on it.
But you know what that was like if you're talking high school, right? Yeah. That was kind of at that like post Hillary Duff, like brat doll, that like vibe where girls were doing that with like the baggy pant and the short crop top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh that's a look. That was such for sure a vibe back in the
day. Get ready. If you are a part of our Instagram fam,
we're going to proof it for you.
We're going to proof it.
Ashley looked like a boy all through high school.
So good.
It was a great time.
We've recovered though.
We're fine.
No, literally, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't even know. Have I said a story?
No, not yet.
No.
I don't know why it came out like that.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is perfect. We're flowing so great into
as
mine because mine is about a high school prank.
Oh, perfect. Speaking of high school,
boom.
PTSD.
PTSD of high school. I loved high school.
Yeah. I'm glad one of us did. No, I love drumline.
I wish I did. I didn't do. I did like. I was in choir. I played.
I loved
softball.
Choir. I was in choir too.
I was ACU president.
Oh, you were.
You know, I did like. I was that girl. I did everything.
We all know that girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freaking own that school. Just kidding. Okay. I'm clearing my throat, not to be like you, but because I got something going on.
She just wants to be like me. It's okay.
My coffee's limping my vocal cords. Okay. Okay, so this is from Anonymous. And she says,
Anonymous.
So I go to high school, and every year the senior class has a prank. Did your class do that?
Yeah.
Okay. What was like your best one?
Well, we had a couple attempts. So apparently, someone, it got leaked of one of the pranks that we were going to do. I know a bunch of guys went there a couple times to find like someone posted up outside the school because someone let it leak that we were going to prank it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So security.
Because you would go at like 1 a.m, yeah. you know, to
Our
get it done.
Our school had like a security guard on a go-kart.
Yeah. So apparently like a couple times it got leaked so that didn't happen. But the best thing we did, it wasn't our last day of school, but it was the last week of school. Everyone showed up with a huge, you know, like those bins, the Tupperware bins that you store like all your Christmas decorations in and stuff like that. Everyone showed up with bins full of little rubber bouncy balls, like rubber bouncy balls, like the kind you get from the candy machines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, everyone showed up with, I'm not kidding, thousands and thousands of bouncy balls. And our school, especially like the senior, our school had two stories and the senior junior hallway was connected.
Okay.
And a lot of traffic would go through there. Like a lot of freshmen would cut through there to get to like another part of school. And so, like, just a lot of people walked through there, including a lot of teachers. During one of the breaks, everyone got out of class super early, grabbed the balls, and right when the bell rang and everyone was in the middle of the hallway from the upstairs balcony, we dropped the balls. And I'm not kidding. It was a flood. People fell.
Oh,
people
my
slipped,
gosh.
Tripped. People's books went, like, flying in the air. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And we got in trouble, but also not in super trouble because...
It wasn't like no one got hurt.
No one like defaced anything. Yeah. I know like I think the year ahead of us like did super glue on something and broke.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that.
So I think the principal actually really like appreciated us not damaging anything.
Yeah.
So as like a prank back to him, and this, it goes like full circle on graduation day when we're all crossing and shaking his hand and he's pulling our tassel over to the other side, we all gave him one bouncy ball. So by the end of the ceremony, his pockets, because he was trying to keep it chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he would just like take it. Like the first one he got, he like smiled and then put it in his pocket. And then by the fifth one, he was like, oh my God, every kid's going to give me one.
Yeah, yeah.
His pockets were just like stuffed
that's
with bouncy
so
balls.
Cool.
So it was really funny. And that's my long, long story of the prank I did.
Yeah. I can't really relate because I was one of those kids. I think it's PTSD from like being a principal's daughter. Like,
yeah, it's different
for
you guys.
I was terrified of getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I did not rebel. Every time like it was like a prank or something was gonna happen, I would be like sitting on the outside like wanting so bad to do it, but I was so terrified of getting in trouble.
You guys, if you guys have good prank stories from your like high school years, you should definitely send them in because I'd love to know. I know we had one of the ideas we were gonna do. I don't even know. I feel like you would take because you know your brothers are coaches and stuff. We were gonna take frozen hot dogs, like a shit ton of them, and stab the football field with frozen hot dogs.
Oh, dude, that's
and then
like
they, you know, like the next day they're thawed, and
no
you go
joke.
To like pull them out, and they're like breaking and falling apart, and
that would have been a bad. That's like damage.
It would have been bad. We tried. It didn't happen, but it could have.
I think the coolest one at my school is we had like this quad area, and people stacked sandbags and made like a
fort
pond type thing and they filled it with water and put koi fish in there.
That's hilarious.
Which they had to, I don't know how they sealed that. They must have had some like tarp system. So then when people came the next day there was like fish.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
We're getting so off topic. Let's get back to your story, Anonymous. I know you were. I had to jump ahead of you. Okay. So she says this year the seniors had a guy, let's call him Brad, jump into the pond by our school. Of course, he had to kick it up a notch and jump out of the classroom on the second floor of the school onto the lawn, then run around the pond before jumping in and swimming around. An important detail is that the pond is polluted, so people are not allowed to swim in it or they could get infections.
Stupid Brad. So when he was swimming, half of the school went out to watch him and teachers were running around trying to get everyone back inside. When he got out of the water, the teachers forced everyone back inside except for Brad. He had to sit on a bench and wait until an ambulance arrived and the police came. Ambulance came, he got in and was taken away because he had to get shots. But the best part is Brad jumped into the lake as a distraction so the other seniors could put thousands of crickets in the library. So there was a hold in place drill, meaning no one could leave their classes until the end of the day while custodians had to go in the library with vacuums and try to get all the crickets out.
Oh my God.
That week we had 6 fire drills along with this prank. The next week the seniors left and everything is now back to normal.
Oh my Brad. Taking one Brad. For the team.
Okay. I feel like Brad is the definition of like, I can picture him.
Me
he's,
too.
He's the big Me guy too. On the football team that's really good at tackling people. Uh-huh. And you talk to him and he's just so just like.
He's also a character. Guys, like he's funny. Blah, blah. Yeah. Like he has a sense of humor. Yeah. And a good one. Not just like stupid humor, but like a good sense of humor. He's fun.
And the conversation was probably like, oh my gosh, it'd be funny if someone jumped in the lake. Ha ha ha. I'll do it. No, Brad, you'll get sick. I'll do it. You know what I mean? And you know, he was like sitting there all like cold and wet and getting shots and was just like, cool. And showed up the next day like, hey guys.
Hey guys. You see did that?
Yeah. I freaking love Brads in the world.
And I know every single class has a Brad.
Yeah.
Like I can think of a couple guys in my high school grade that were Brad, you know, like, gotta love those guys.
Amazing.
They keep it interesting for us, you know, for us like more reserved, chill people. Whenever the guys did something, I remember the guys in my class showed up one day during lunch break because like seniors had lunch breaks where you could go off campus, like juniors and seniors. They showed up. They put bathing suits on and a tarp in the back of one of the guys' trucks, filled it with water, and were eating their lunch in like a pool.
Amazing.
And I was just like, of course you guys are. Yeah, like that's fantastic. And I love that. But like that's something I feel like Brad would do.
Oh, totally. Oh, totally. But I think all this to say, thank you for sharing your prank. But also, I think it's important to remember as a prank, like a solid prank is one that like people will talk about forever. Mm. But like it can't, like you said, it can't cross those lines
There's a line.
Damage.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh yeah, we did this cool prank, but then we couldn't walk at our graduation. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's the key is knowing where is that line? Yeah. What's funny? But it's not going to do too much damage.
For example, a bunch of rubber bouncy balls.
That's great.
Nailed it.
Minus the people falling and thinking the world was over.
I thought that was hilarious. So
if that fell on me, that would be my first thought.
It was a lot.
It's like the ceiling collapsed and
I'm dying. It was a lot of bouncy balls.
Yeah.
And then because they're bouncy balls, like they hit the floor, then they bounce up, hit the ceiling. They bounce up the floor again, hit the locker.
Hit someone
in an eye.
And
they hit across the eye, the aisle, in the eye. Anyways, it was a hot mess. It was a mess.
So good.
We had to clean it.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Yes, I feel like it's a great way to, you know, kick this episode off. Yeah. Which I don't, we're already 36 minutes in and I don't even know.
What is up with us today?
I'm on one. So let's take another break.
Yeah, let's do another break and we'll get into my story.
We've never needed breaks more.
Today they're necessary. Yeah. This one is anonymous, and she titled it for us as they do now.
Hit it.
Mm-hmm. She titled it "My Best Friend's Best Friend."
Ooh,
yeah, it's gonna be a little more on the serious side. So get ready, get in a good like mental state.
I will be centered when we return.
Let's focus. Let's focus. And ready? Break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right.
Hi.
We're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, if you guys have any stories that you'd like to share with us, where can they send them to, Taryn?
Why, Ashley? You're honestly the worst. I was literally thinking, too, I'm going to be ready at the end, and the second I see you do your weird look at me like you're going to do something.
I was looking at you.
I'll be like, what's our email? AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com.
Well,
you know,
done.
Joke's on you, because now I am prepared and you're not. So
I'm just testing. I'm just testing. Guys,
well,
be sure to follow us on all of our socials. We have the Insta, we have the Twitter, and we have the new Facebook. So follow us there.
Yes.
Look for our Proofits. We've been all about Proofits lately.
Yes, we have.
And be sure to DM us if you have any stories, if you have any updates.
Yes.
For us, we love updates.
Yes,
we're very, very into them. We're thinking about having like a full episode dedicated to updates.
We also love, like, I've had a couple where people have sent in and been like, hey, this episode like seriously touched me so much. Like,
yes.
I'm dealing with the same thing.
I love
that. So even
that.
If it's not your episode, the whole point is we're all like, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
a big,
even if,
big world out there.
If you've
and we're all
sent
connected.
In a story and we haven't gotten a chance to read it, I don't think you guys understand how many emails we are getting.
We are slightly
which
overwhelmed.
We love, but it's just unfortunately like not all of them are going to get read.
Yeah.
And so just know, like, even if we haven't read yours, we love you, we support you, and we're hoping that you can relate to a story
that we share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready for your story.
Cool.
Best friends, best friend.
So
ready.
This one is called Best Friends, Best Friend. Like Taryn just said, she wants to be anonymous. So hello, anonymous.
Hey.
Welcome to story time. Okay. She says,
there it is.
Dear Ashley and Taryn, I'm going to be cliche, but also not cliche because I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love listening to you guys every morning on the way to work. We were just talking about this, how that's like the most common place for people to listen to the podcast, or at least that's what you guys tell us.
I love that you love.
We love that you love to listen to us on your morning on the way to work, because we know how precious those mornings are on the way to work. We're like tired, we're groggy, we can't wake up.
Yes.
So the fact that you chose us, there's a lot of options out there.
We choose you right back.
You chose us. That means a lot. She says, I literally feel like you guys are my best friends just by listening to your conversations. So thank you so much for making the traffic on the way to work bearable.
Love it.
That means so much. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
We appreciate it a lot. She goes on. Here's the story. Okay. So on to my story. She did it for me.
Okay.
I have this best friend. We've been best friends since senior year of high school. We're 24 now and we're still going strong, I guess. I guess. I love her to pieces. I'd do anything for her, and I know she'd do the same. We never really had any fights. If anything, we'd just give each other like a snarky attitude if we piss each other off. Obviously, we're very passive. Me. Me to a T. Okay, continuing. Sorry. The snarky attitude isn't the problem, though, because I don't see myself fighting with her because we don't bump heads or anything. As of lately, I've grown sort of sick of her.
Ooh.
But only because she has another best friend. She continues.
Okay, yeah.
Now, this best friend is also her cousin. So, yes, family first, and family means everything. However, it's gotten to a point where every time all three of us hang out, my best friend and her cousin exclude me. It's mostly my best friend that excludes me. For example, we'd go out to events or to clubs together, and I'd find myself feeling like a third wheel up until I finally get shoved away completely. Mm. Now, something to know about me is that I have terrible social anxiety. I can't insert myself into a social situation and pretend I'm enjoying it. I really can't. If I did, I'd have a panic attack, and my panic attacks are pretty bad. So a lot of the times, people will find me at a club just kind of standing, possibly drinking a drink. I'm going to turn the page.
I'm pretty sure they can hear it.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm being a podcaster and letting them know.
Don't look at me like that.
Continuing. You could find me sitting at a club, possibly with a drink in hand that's close to being finished. I also tend to have my arms crossed because it makes me feel comfortable in social situations, which I feel you. I feel like that's a thing for most people. Even if they don't have their arms crossed, they would be more comfortable if their arms were crossed. It's like unspoken, like, natural thing, because it's like a barrier between you and other people.
Well, if you think about, like, when you're standing, right?
Standing, like, arms down is vulnerable.
Your arms are the only things that it's like you have to figure out how to place them. Like, mm-hmm. your head, like, you just stand.
Yes.
Like, your legs are just there.
Yeah.
So it's funny. That's a lot of times that's like the first thing where you're like, I literally don't. And people make fun of it, but like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know,
like,
what to do with my hands. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I remember a lawyer came, and she was talking about, because she was a very, like, really, what's the word? Like, well-known and successful lawyer. And she was female, and she came into one of our classes and was talking about how she has to walk into a courtroom and be just as forceful with her words as the other lawyer, who's almost every time male.
Yeah.
And so the best thing she can do is stand with her arms down or her hands on her hips. And she said that during class, and she said it makes her more... It makes people take her more seriously.
Yeah.
It makes her speaking more intentional and direct and bold. And girls specifically, not just girls, I'm sure guys do it too, but specifically girls tend to cross their arms, which is like a sign of passivity, like just being passive and scared.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And then I read another thing. It was Enneagram related, but it was talking about how if you wanted to fix that, the best thing you can do is sit with your arms not only straight, but with your hands facing out.
Hands facing out.
And I said sit, I mean stand. But like if you're in a social situation, the best thing you can do to practice being open is arms down, hands facing forward.
That would be a hard...
Because it's the most vulnerable way to stand.
That would be a hard way to stand and look natural.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But
continue.
I wouldn't do that like at an event. But like at like a chill party or something like that, like try it and just see how weird it feels, cuz it feels weird, cuz I've done it and it feels weird. Anyways, I digress. I'm going to
What's the theme of
Get back to the We should title this I digress.
I digress. Mark. Uh-huh. We'll see.
He's like no. Okay. Anyways, so yeah, she said she also tends to have her arms crossed because it makes her feel more comfortable in social outings. Anyways, it just sucks because I wish my best friend was the type to include me with her relationship with her cousin slash best friend. I thought this would be a good story to tell you girls because I know that Ashley has Alicia, who is her sister and her best friend. And I just wanted to know if Taryn or Remy feel the way that I do. Trust me, though, I've tried so many times to try to feel some sort of bond with both of them at the same time, but it's hard when their bond is too close, like too sacred, that the third person can't join in. It's as if they're in their own world, and there's a lot of remember that time when kind of situations.
Yeah.
They would be, or there would be instances where I wasn't there and I have no idea what the heck they're talking about. Oh, also, when I was with my best friend alone, we're invincible. We're as close as you can be. There are no issues with us. It's just when she's with her cousin that it feels like I'm being excluded. One last disclaimer. Her cousin isn't mean or anything. I have nothing against her. I love her just as much as I love my best friend. It's just annoying when they're both together that I'm just... there. Thank you so much for reading my scattered thoughts. I really appreciate you guys and what you guys are doing for us listeners. P.S. The fact that I don't feel excluded from you guys when you do your talk on your podcast says a lot about my own friendship with my best friend.
Aw.
Yay.
Well, I mean, that makes me sad for you and your friendship, but like, I'm glad that you feel that from us.
Thanks for feeling comfortable with us. That's the goal. The yay was saying yay to you being comfortable with us. To clarify.
Just to clarify.
But I am so sorry that you're going through this with your friend. I feel like I've been in a bunch of situations where there's a lot of best friends in the group.
Yeah.
I can specifically think of middle school where it's like, she's my best friend, but then you see her over there with another girl and you're just like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Excuse me? I thought we were best friends, you know? Yeah. And then all of a sudden they have the best friend.
Yeah.
Like you see one girl who has a best friend bracelet with one person and a best friend necklace with another person. And I'd just be like, oh.
Yeah. You're like, no.
No.
No. This is not how it goes.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible feeling.
Yes. Well, since you asked me specifically how it feels with Ash, it's funny because I don't think I've ever experienced that with you and Alicia.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think because like I do have a close relationship with my brothers, like I get it. So every time like you guys are like super close or like doing things, or I don't think I've ever really felt that excluded or anything.
Yeah. Also backstory, me and Turner are both the older siblings.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Yeah. So I think that helps. So that would be my first thing is like try to find a common person in your life that you can be like, oh, that makes sense. Like, because this is how I feel with them. So I understand how she is with them. Mm-hmm. But we have actually been through before where like I've felt excluded or like,
it's
there's
normal.
Been times where, like we've gone out and I felt kind of like thrown to the side while Ashley was being like energetic and talkative with someone else. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately it comes down to sometimes in a friendship, like, if you're super confident in that person being your best friend, sometimes like you just don't make as much of an effort to be like extra like, how are you? Are you having fun or whatever? Because like you know that they're in your life forever and you know that like they're good. And in your mind, you're like, they shouldn't even question how I feel about them.
Yeah.
So I know that like I've felt that before and Ashley's had that talk with me where she's like, girl, like, you know, you're my best friend. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was just trying to make sure because she's a nine. I was trying to make sure like everyone's having fun.
Uh-huh.
And she knew like you're fine to like take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. It might just need to be a conversation and you might need to be sure that you're really clarifying like, especially when you go out, that you're having that social anxiety and like you need that extra support in those situations.
Yeah.
And last thing I would say is maybe you should make an effort to hang out alone with the cousin and like try to kind of create your own
build that relationship.
Yeah, because once you feel like you know them, then you feel this freedom to like have inside jokes with her too and kind of be more involved in the dynamic. So those were the things that first came to my mind.
Yeah, no, I love that. Me and Taryn have definitely had this talk before. And I think something, like Taryn said, I think where my mind goes is when we have had those situations where I was being more mindful of the other person, I know Taryn, like I know Taryn's good. Like I'm so confident with our relationship and our friendship that, which is the same thing, that like I don't have to worry about her.
Yeah.
But when we go places and there's someone there that I don't know what they're thinking and I hate not knowing what people are thinking. So I'm constantly like, are you good? Are you okay? Can I get you anything? Are you having fun? Are you not having fun? Should I grab you a drink? Like what, you know, I'm sitting here trying to like make everyone happy and make sure everything's flowing very good. Cause I'm I've always been really, really good at like setting a mood.
Yeah.
And if I feel like someone's uncomfortable, my immediate reaction is to run to them and fix it because I want everyone to have a good time all the time. But like I need Taryn to tell me when I'm excluding
her.
Because
and that was something
every
we had
single
to learn.
Time she would bring it up and I'd be like, I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I did not even notice because I was 100% trying to help someone else.
Yeah.
And that's 100% where my mind was. So it's important that Taryn tells me. Just like it's important that you tell your best friend and your cousin, if you love them both the same, then I think you should tell both of them maybe separately.
Yeah. I would start with the best friend, but I would, yeah. Because you don't want the cousin to feel like you're like
coming trying at her to exclude or something her. Like that. Yeah.
And it is, it sounds like, I think she mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that they're both like passive.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
So if that is the case, and maybe like her cousin is not as passive and is more like whatever, so she's trying to like cater to that. Mm-hmm. So like Ashley said, I think you just need to, I think in friendships, like we're afraid sometimes to just say like, hey, I need like your attention. I need to feel like loved in this, or I'm feeling neglected. And I think it's okay to say that, but you can't really like hold it against your friend if you haven't had that conversation.
Yeah.
And then once you have that conversation, if she is your best friend and cares about you, like she'll try to be aware of it and like make changes. If she doesn't and you're always feeling like neglected and whatever, then I think that's when you need to like maybe search for other friends that are going to fill those needs.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, definitely. And especially with the social anxiety, I am a little more on that side, I feel like, of the spectrum, where I feel like Taryn can straight up walk into a room and make friends with absolutely anybody. I am able to, like, I know I'm capable of doing that, but I have to put on like a bit of a face. Like it takes effort for me to do that.
Yeah.
So it's work.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it's really easy for Taryn to walk in and just be like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. Like life at the party. All this, everyone's talking to her. I'm more of the like, I walk in and I make eye contact and I'm like, hello, hey, hi, hi.
Yeah.
And here's a good example. For work, I feel like at events and stuff like that, when I'm doing, if I do like a meet and greet or something like that, or I'm doing a meeting, I'm really good at walking in and walking in and just being like super confident, yeah, super bold, but that's work, Ashley.
Yeah.
If I'm so like social settings where it's just me and my girlfriends,
yeah,
I'm very much in the background.
Yeah.
And Taryn knows this, especially if we're like dancing or something like that. I do have anxiety.
Yeah.
And it comes out real quick. Mm-hmm. But I think it was really important that I told her how serious it is, because now she'll see me start to clam up and she'll like come and fix it.
Yeah.
And it means a lot because I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Because she'll see me start. And I already know, like, I can picture it. I can see, like, the whole thing. I'll be, like, having a good time, and then I start getting, like, uncomfortable, and then I start just kind of slowly sneaking away.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just, like, by myself, standing still, looking horribly awkward.
Yeah.
And not knowing how to fix it because I'm overthinking it. And she'll come over and just, like, start dancing and, like, flipping my hair, and I start laughing, and then all of a sudden, it's, like, better. Yeah. But it's because we've had that conversation about my anxiety.
You have to like know each other. That's the whole thing about relationships. It's like you step in
like a married couple.
No, but
it 100%
every relationship needs to be like that. And even like on my side, like there's been times where I'll come up and I'll be like, hi, do you love me? Like, pay attention to me. And she's like, what? Oh my God. Yeah. Like she'll just hug me. And like for
me, she'll say exactly that. It's so
like,
funny.
This is why I think I'm the easiest girlfriend ever. not that we're dating. I just want to clarify that. But like, that's how I am. Like, I'll get really in my like where I'm so sad and I feel like abandoned. And then literally all it takes is for someone to be like, hi, I love you. And I'm like, okay. Like, the world
she's
is better.
Also not like, there's no like mind games. Like she'll just come straight up and be like, hi, you're ignoring me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was busy doing whatever else I'm doing. Yeah.
But it's because we've had that talk. It's so light. Like it's never something where Ashley like is like, oh my God, I feel attacked, or like I'm like coming super hurt. Like I know she doesn't intentionally mean it and that she loves me.
Yeah.
So like if I need that assurance, instead of just sulking, like I'll just be like, hi, Tell me I'm beautiful. You know what I mean? Like,
tell me I'm beautiful.
But anyways.
But like bringing that back to your situation, I think you definitely need to have a conversation with your best friend and with the cousin, so that once you have that harder, more difficult conversation, all these little things can be easy, like what me and Taryn are talking about. Once you do the difficult conversation now, next time you're out and you're feeling anxious, all you'll have to do is look at your friend and just be like, I'm uncomfortable.
Have a signal word.
Yeah,
I've done
come
that
up
before.
With something. I'll literally look at Taryn and I'll just be like, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she knows that it's not just me saying I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'm not okay right now. And she'll come and like help me.
Yeah.
So I guarantee you, especially if you guys are passive, I don't think your best friend knows how serious your anxiety is. And I guarantee you, she probably doesn't realize that she's leaving you out.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the cousin, because it's a cousin.
Yeah.
I bet she doesn't even think of you guys as like
competition.
I don't want to say competing, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
Competition. Like, she doesn't think of it that way because this is your best friend and this is her cousin.
And she said, like, when it's just the two of them, their friendship's perfect. So yeah. If that was missing too, then I would be like, ooh, maybe something's going on. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's just, it's a new dynamic. Three's a hard number. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard because you're fighting for attention and you know what I mean? So I think you just need to find your dynamic and be honest. But
yeah. No, definitely. So definitely have that conversation. And if you want to update us later.
Yes.
Please give us an update. That would mean a lot to us. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for being vulnerable with us. I hope that everything works out with your friendships.
Yes.
I have a good feeling about it. If you have that conversation.
I do too.
I feel like it's going to be good.
Yeah.
All good things for you.
This is a great. We went long.
We did go long. I didn't even notice until I looked up and saw the clock.
Good thing I have a dad joke prepared.
Yeah, you do.
We're going to end with this dad joke.
As we do now.
Well, I've been fighting for this forever,
Not fighting.
That's true. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Like, if a dad joke doesn't make you cringe a little, it's not a dad joke.
Right, exactly.
It's a very specific genre of jokes.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Okay. So, this is a dad joke. I don't know why I keep saying dad joke. Okay. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I was tripping out all day.
That's good. I got that one.
You get it?
I got it. Yeah. That's good.
I feel like, you know, I need to like veer from dad. I feel like Ashley's like not there with me. Well, every time like I read these, I'm dying.
It's funny.
It's just not there.
It's funny. I'm sure. I guarantee you there's people out there laughing right now. If you liked the shoelace dad joke and you thought it was funny, please let us know.
I mean, I guess I can veer to just like more cheesy jokes instead of dad jokes because I feel like you're
just,
not,
you know, any joke.
A dad joke person.
No, I like it. It was funny. Oh, she's upset with me.
We're officially in a fight. I'm just kidding.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Be sure to rate, review, like, share, all those things.
Subscribe, share.
Subscribe.
Do all the things.
There's always more.
What's our email address, Ashley?
Oh my God. I thought we did that already.
It doesn't matter.
We're doing it again. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, send it to advice.unsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. You see that pause? You see that unconfident
attitude? I was just making sure I was on the right track.
You keep throwing it at me.
I've seriously thrown it at you for like the last five episodes.
Every time I'm not expecting it because I'm like, she's not going to do it again, but she does it.
Do it every single time.
Anyways, thank you for listening to this. I feel like we were all over the place. And honestly, I can't even remember what we talked about in the beginning.
We talked about an apple for a while. Were we talking about horses?
I think so.
Oh, that feels like forever.
But you know what? Every time we have these episodes where I leave going, what did we talk about? Those are usually the ones that when I listen back, I'm like,
I agree.
That's funny.
I agree.
We're funny.
Yep.
Anyways, we love you all. And
have a happy Monday.
We hope you have a good Monday. And you will hear us soon.
Next Monday.
That's all I got. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.